if you don't mind, Mr. Smith, Mary and I are just having a little talk.
I can't help that. Everybody's got to come in for the drawing of this horse. It's the big moment of the evening. You having a good time, Mary?
Yes, lovely. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Well, come along in, both of you. There's tons of time for sitting out afterwards.
Well, Mary, can I take you into supper?
Oh, I don't know, Jack.
Oh, well, nothing else should matter now.
Oh, well, you can take me home anyway. But please don't insult Mr. Montgomery.
I can take you home? Oh, Mary, that's grand. Honestly, Mary?
Of course.
Come on, both of you.
All right.
I'll see you inside, too. I don't want to be a knock, but everybody's got to be present. Now, come along.
Well, when's the drawing going to take place? You're talking enough about it, Bill.
Well, I'm a good sport. I'm not shivering in my shoes. If Ted Ramsey doesn't draw Kingpin's name out of the hat, well, that's just too bad. I'll have to find another rider.
Yeah, well, I think I'm just as good a sport as you. I've got another rider ready waiting, and that's Dave. Where are you, Dave?
Oh, I'm here, Dad.
Oh, there you are. Oh,
I hope Ted Ramsey draws Sock's name out of the hat. I'm not looking forward to dieting.
No, neither am I. Well, come on in here. Let's get it over.
All right, Alf. All right. Don't fidget about like that. Don't get impatient.
Now, where's Ted? Hey, Ted. Are you there, Ted Ramsey?
I'm here. Is everything ready?
Oh, well, I've got the three names written out here. Come on, Dad and Alf. Come on. You'd better supervise me putting these into the hat.
Oh, come on. Let's get it over.
Oh, yes. I want to see this, too.
Now, look, everyone. I want everybody to look now. Here's Kingpin's name written on a piece of paper. I fold it up like this, and then I drop it into the hat.
Of course, you would put Kingpin's name in first.
Yes, and it'll be the only one drawn out, I hope.
Well, come on. You're wasting a lot of time. Put the next name in and don't talk so much.
Oh, I wish they'd serve supper before the drawing of the horse. Then I might be able to have a good feed.
Oh, Alf, how can you say that? When I think of the dinner you ate tonight.
Oh, well, I had to give myself a sort of foundation.
Well, here goes. Now, this is Wally's hope into the hat. You see, I fold it up, and in it goes, into the hat.
Look, Alf, our horse.
Oh, I hope it's the one Ted Ramsey draws out.
That's right, Bill. Go on. Leave Shocks to last.
Oh, never mind, Dad. Last in, first out.
Yeah, I hope you're right, Dave.
And now the name of Shocks on this piece of paper, folded up and dropped into the hat. Well, all three names are in now, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready, Ted?
Well, yes, I'm ready.
Wait a minute. Who's going to hold the hat?
Well, I'm holding it, aren't I?
Well, I don't think you should, Bill. Somebody independent should hold it.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Hinting that I'd be cheating and trying to push the piece of paper into his hand?
I'll hold the hat.
Oh, no, Annie. No, you won't. You're not independent. Now, let me see who can hold this hat. Oh, yes, here you are. Mary Phelan, you hold the hat.
All right, I'll be happy to do so.
Go on, then, Mary.
Look, everyone. I'll hold it above my head.
Right up now, right
can
up.
Can you reach, Mr. Ramsey?
Too right, I can.
Well, go on, draw the names out and end the agony.
Well, before I do so, let me say, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't want any hard feelings between anybody here tonight, and I want to say that we all appreciate Mrs. Smith asking us here to her lovely home. So far, it's been a lovely party. And I hope it's not going to be spoiled by any quarreling after I've drawn the horse's name out of the hat. I want an assurance of that because I've made no promise to anyone and I'll ride whichever horse I happen to draw.
Oh, well, there'll be no quarreling on my part.
Nor on mine. I'm content to stand by the draw.
So are we, aren't we, Al?
Oh, I suppose so. But it means a lot of sacrifice for me if he doesn't draw Wally's hope.
He will, don't you worry.
Oh, I'm worried about this, Annie. I am worried.
Well, don't be.
Well, later on in the evening, I shall propose the toast of our host and hostess, Mr. and Mrs. Bill Smith, and we shall wish them every good luck. Now, in the meantime, here goes. I'm going to draw a name out of this hat, and the name that I draw will be the horse that I ride in the Snake Gully Cup. Now, are you all ready?
Yes.
Well, go on. Get on with it, Ted.
Well, here goes.
Which one has he drawn out?
I don't know yet. Oh, Annie, I can't bear to look.
Well, What is it, Ted?
Oh, just a minute now. Don't be impatient. Wait till I open the paper. Oh. You folded it over enough.
Oh, get on with it, Ted. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the horse I'll be riding in the Snake Gully Cup is Mr. Bill Smith's horse, Kingpin.
Good on you, Ted. I knew you'd do the right thing. Once you make a promise, you keep it.
Now, cut that out, Bill. Cut that out. I made no promise. It was sheer chance that I drew your horse.
Just a minute now. What's all this about a promise? Was there something between you two? Oh,
of course there wasn't, Annie. It was perfectly fair.
Well, Dad, aren't you going to congratulate me?
Congratulations, Bill. Of course, even if you've got Ted Ramsey riding Kingpin, it doesn't mean that he'll win, you know. Dave's as good a rider as any in the district, aren't you, Dave?
Oh, yes, Dad. But I think you could get somebody lighter.
Not on your life, me boy. Not on your life. You'll ride socks and you'll start by going without any supper tonight.
Oh, now, Dad, here, break it down. Can't I start tomorrow morning?
Well, there's not much time left, and you'll have to start wasting right away, you know. Have to make some sacrifice.
Oh, dear.
You've got 7 pounds to lose.
Oh, well, if it was bad luck, wasn't it?
Oh, don't talk to me, Annie. I'm speechless.
Oh, well, now, look, I'll go without supper tonight, too, just to help you. We'll go for a little walk in the garden of Mr. Smith's new home.
Oh, Annie, it's such a wonderful supper. Mrs. Smith said it catered.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter, Alf. The Snake Gully Cup's more important. And remember, Alf, it's for little Wally.
Oh, I suppose that fathers and husbands have to make sacrifices. Oh, it's going to be hard, Annie.
Oh, Alf, I can sympathize with you. Shake.
Thanks, Dave. Well, it's some help to know that you'll be suffering, too.
Oh, well, Dave will be wasting his time, because socks won't beat Wally's hat.
Oh, that's what you think, Annie.
Well, come on, everybody. Come on. Supper's ready. Yes, come and have a good time. All right, Mary, I'll take that hat from you.
Thanks, Mr. Smith.
Come on now, come on.
Come on, Mary, into supper. The way the rest of them are making for the dining room, we'll have to hurry if we want anything.
Oh, but Jack, I promised to go into supper with Mr. Montgomery. He brought me here.
Oh, now, don't start that again, Mary. Please, dear.
Well, I can't be absolutely rude to him, Jack. I promised to go home with you.
I say, Mary, I'm waiting for you. Aren't you coming in to supper?
Yes, Mr. Montgomery.
Just a moment, Mr. Montgomery.
What is it, Jack?
You may as well know that Mary's coming home with me tonight.
Really? Well, that's most interesting. I should think, though, that that's for Mary to decide.
Oh, I know you won't mind, Mr. Montgomery, but Jack and I have a lot to talk about.
You came here with me, Mary.
Yes, I know, but you brought Mother and Father here, too. You see, Mr. Montgomery, Jack and I are,
Well, hasn't it occurred to you, Mary, that I'm rather fond of you?
Now, you keep out of this. Mary's coming home with me, and that's all there is to it.
Please, Jack.
Now, take it easy, Jack. Take it easy. You brought another lady here, a Miss Ruby Watson. Who's going to take her home?
Well, I'll see that she gets home.
Don't worry, old boy. If you don't intend to behave like a gentleman, I will. I shall see that Miss Watson is driven home in my car. And now, Mary, will you come in to supper?
All right. I'll see you after, Jack.
That fellow gets my goat. He always manages to put a bloke in the wrong.
Oh, what's up with you, Jack? Sitting there all by yourself, talking to yourself.
Oh, hello, Dave.
Hey, Ruby Watson's looking everywhere for you. She's in the supper room.
All right, I'm going.
Hey, and Jack, don't let your troubles go to your head. When you start talking to yourself, it's a bad sign.
Now, sit down, Ted. I'm expecting Bill Smith in a minute.
Well, it's a pity he can't be early. We arranged to have a meeting today to decide what to do when this bloke Betts arrives.
Well, if we only knew when he was arriving, we'd be able to make our arrangements. Come in. The door's unlocked. Oh, it's you, Bill.
Yes, I'm sorry I'm a bit late, but there was a lot of clearing up to do after the party. How do you think it went?
Good-o, it was a bonza party, Bill.
Everyone seemed to have a good time.
Yes, the wife and I enjoyed ourselves thoroughly.
I'm glad of that, Ted. And I'm glad you're riding Kingpin.
All right, Bill. Don't forget, we're not here to talk racing. Some of you blokes go mad on racehorses. Never seen anything like it in my life. We're here to talk about the turning of Snake Gully into a municipality.
Oh, you're surprising me a bit, Dad. You've changed your tone, eh?
Well, don't let's have an argument, Bill. We have before us a suggestion from the ladies' club that they should be part of the deputation to meet this Mr. Batch of the local government department when he arrives in Snake Gully.
We've also got to form our own deputation.
Well, we've got to give this bloke a royal welcome. We've got to show him all the beauty spots of Snake Gully and tell him of all the progress we've made. Haven't we?
Yes, yes, I suppose we have, and we've only got 5 people to spare if Barry Guller comes in with us.
Well, it will depend on the impression that we make on this bloke. How we get on. The phone would ring when we're busy. Just a sec, I'll answer. Hello? Yes? Oh, yes, speaking. What? A telegram for me. Well, go on, read it. What? All right. Send it over later. Goodbye.
What's up, Dad?
The bloke from the local government department's arriving on tonight's train, and we've made no arrangements to meet him.